Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Donald in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I wanted to real talk of this, and you, I believe that you will believe in my thoughts here about what the Browns should do with the first and fourth pick.
All right.
Okay. When you have an opportunity to get the best two players in the draft, which is Barkley and Chubb, I don't think no one in the NFL has an opportunity to do that. If you could get two guys who most definitely can get on your team and make an immediate impact, two players, I believe you have to take them.
Hold on a second. All right, so they have Tyrod Taylor at quarterback right now. That's their guy. So you're telling me that they're not going to draft a quarterback with one of those one or four picks?
I don't think they should at all draft one of those quarterbacks. I believe they should trade up in the draft and pick Lamar Jackson the end of the first. I'm going to tell you one quick reason why. For the numbers this kid put up, he's not your typical running quarterback. He's not a kid that sits back in a pocket, drops the ball, and just starts running because he panics. He gets 15-plus 100 yards rushing by basically with a design run. He sits in the pocket when it's a passing play. He moves in the pocket and throws the ball downfield.
Right.
He never panics with the ball.
Hey, I don't dispute that the kid's a badass. We were talking about him on the show last night. Like, look, I'm a huge believer in him. I think he's a mega talent. And, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, please, God, I'm just being honest. I don't want him to end up with the Patriots because can you just see him becoming a rock star there after Brady's done, and then they just keep winning, and I want to kill myself. So I'd rather but, you know, he's going to end up wherever he ends up, and there's nothing I can do about it. But I will say this. Of the quarterbacks that I've seen play, and I've seen them all play multiple games, I would say that my two favorite quarterbacks to watch play, without a doubt, are Jackson and Mayfield, without a doubt. I mean, there's not even a question mark. I think Darnold can throw the ball. There's no denying he's got big-time talent and, you know, NFL future set. He's good to go. I think Rosen's going to go high and have a career for sure. He's a little snobby for me, the whole elitist thing, like he's better than everybody, and he needs more juice, if you will, to be inspired to play. He needs to be around smarter people, apparently, to, you know, get anything out of it. That scares me. I don't need a guy that's picky. I don't need a guy that's gonna, you know, be complaining every day about the circumstances or the conditions or the weather. I like Jackson. I like Mayfield. They seem like, to me, you know, hardcore football players. Now, Mayfield might end up being high maintenance. I don't know, because he's already, you know, he's certainly been painful in college. I won't deny that, right? I think he's been a bit painful and immature and crazy. But, I mean, he is mega talented, so... I mean, they're going to put up with it. Obviously, he's going to get drafted, and they're going to deal with him. There's no way that I personally believe a guy can stay immature forever. You know what I mean? Like, I think eventually every kid, every punk, every smartass eventually grows out of it. I'm a perfect example of that, I think, in some capacity or another. I think when I was a kid, I was a smartass, and, you know, I was argumentative and confrontational and, wait a minute, Mafia. I'm still all of those things. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but you're slightly more mature now.
He doesn't need to go to a big city, which will help him. He don't need to go to a blue-collar city. I don't believe they will embrace him. But if he's in a big, major city, he'll have a lot to do. I think that's the best place.
Rosen needs a big city?
Rosen have to go to New York or a big city. If he do that, he'll be fine. But if he end up in a blue-collar city, he's not. He's going to get all.
You might be right. You might be right. I'm not. You know, I'm not afraid to agree with that. I mean, I can see that.
Donald's too young. He should have stayed another year. He can get you yards, but he can't put the ball in the end zone. He'd rather throw the ball downfield than throw that check down pass. So him going to a team that needs to be going to a team that needs to be saved is going to kill him. He needs to go somewhere and sit. Now Baker Mayfield is going to tear up the league his first year. I don't care what team he go to. If he get opportunity to get under center, he's going to win. He going whatever team he makes.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Famous last words. Great analysis, though, by you about all the quarterbacks. I'll give you that. But famous last words that a guy's going to tear it up and he's going to own it and he's gonna win and he's automatic. Nothing is anything from automatic in the NFL. You have no clue what's going to happen to any of these kids. No one ever knew Brady would be this great. They don't know what any of these kids are going to do. They have no clue. It's a gigantic cluster Pharreller. I mean, you have no clue what's going to happen. If the kid's going to be a bust, if he's going to be good, he's going to be great, he's going to be a winner, he's going to be a loser. I mean, all these guys come in, everyone, they think they're all going to be great, right? These star quarterbacks in college. And then, they turn into disasters. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, we could go down the litany of guys that have been just crash landings in the NFL that were great college quarterbacks that were fun to watch on Saturdays and were terrible on Sundays. Seriously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.